I love having a conversation with the folks from Exalta. They are the world's leader in colors. And you go, well, what's that all about? Well, look at your car. You, I'm sure, picked a color that you really liked, and hopefully you were able to get it in these challenging last couple of years. But you do that for a reason. The color is pleasing to you. You wanted a certain color. And leave it to Exalta to introduce for nearly 70 years the color of the year, if you will. And there is a new one in town, and Nancy Lockhart, the global project manager of color for Exalta, is on the other end of our line right now. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming to the Paul W. Smith Show once again to make this introduction. And I think we need a drum roll, Brian, for the introduction of Exalta's Automotive Color of the Year 2022. Nancy?
Royal Magenta.
Yes! Royal Magenta! And you're saying to yourself, well, what color really is Royal Magenta? Well, they have an explanation, and it's kind of like talking about wine. But why don't you explain, Nancy, your take on Royal Magenta from the company standpoint?
Absolutely. Royal Magenta is a really luxurious color that we developed. It's a deep cherry color. So when you think of some of these beautiful burgundies that are in the market, we wanted to take a look and make a concept color that is a burgundy Merlot type color that has garnet hues. So when you look at this color in the sunlight, you can really see the beautiful dark red chroma, but when you turn into the nighttime, it really looks almost black. It's a gorgeous color, and it has a very mysterious look.
It is, it's one of the nicest colors I've seen because, you know, I'm a boring everyman. I like white. I like white vehicles, and they like white vehicles around the world. There's been a little change on that. I love the charts that you come up with, and to see how people are reacting to colors for their automobile choices, their SUVs, their trucks, whatever, around the world. And 35% in the Exalta's 69th Global Automotive Color Popularity Report reveals the top automotive colors on the road today are still white, 35%, black, 19%, and gray seems to be coming on strongly, not just in the U.S., but around the world.
It is. White is finally starting to come down a little bit, so that we're seeing that a 3% decrease in white is a big increase globally. And when we saw that, we're also seeing that gray is going up, and more regions are picking up gray. And you may say to yourself, well, that's boring. That's still just a neutral color. But gray can have color in it, too. You can have blue shade grays and green shade grays, dark grays, light grays. So there's a little bit more play in that color area.
Maybe overall, we should be calling it silver. I don't know. Or is that
silver,
a different?
Yeah, silver is actually declining. Plain silver, just a normal silver car that was so popular in the 2000s. If you remember from 2000 to 2006, it was the most popular color. But we see color coming back, and a lot of people are out there now, like you said, ordering a car in the color that they want. So we will start to see this landscape of automotive color on the road start to change as people order exactly the color they want in the future. Red is one of those colors that people love.
I think that this Royal Magenta is going to be a hit. I think it would look good on any vehicle. I think it would go very well. And it's a complicated color in that it's got that deep cherry color. It's got a luxurious finish in it. And as you already pointed out, as we talk with Nancy Lockhart, Global Product Manager of Color for Exalta, the Color Kings, it changes. It's got that Merlot and Garnet hue. The color appears berry red in the sunlight, yet reveals a dark, as your brochure says, mysterious look in the midnight hours. I just think it looks really good on the paint chip I have. I would suggest to people that what they ought to do, if you have any interest in this, and I think a lot of people within the sound of my voice does, for more information, you can visit the company's annual Global Automotive Color Popularity Report, Color Trend Report, and Consumer Preferences Survey. These reports can be found at Axalta, A-X-A-L-T-A, axalta.com/color. And you will see how they feel about color, the popularity of colors in Asia, China, India, Japan, South Korea, Europe, of course, North America, Russia, Africa, and South America. Any big surprises in the report this year for you, Nancy, and for Axalta?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we see is that, you know, color does change, and it's changing right now because a lot of vehicles are changing, right? We have many more vehicles moving to electric vehicles, the mobility palette in regards to autonomous vehicles. There's some change. And so the perception around what people want is changing, and we're developing those colors to be autonomous vehicle ready, sensing abilities and functionalities for color. And I just love to see that color's coming back. We're going to have some beautiful colors on the road.
We're going to have a more colorful world around us, as you say, on the road. Thanks for bringing this to us, making the announcement, Nancy. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul W. Always a pleasure.
It's our pleasure, Nancy. Nancy Lockhart, Global Product Manager of Color for Axalta. And they understand the power of the mind in the mind's eye can be stronger than the power of a camera. Remember, we're announcing a new color on the radio. It's kind of like having the fireworks, the Ford fireworks on the radio, or America's Thanksgiving Parade by Gardner White on the radio. As we continue on the radio, on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.